Stasis Stablecoin Digest the 22nd of November 2020. This article follow is brought to you by Stasis Follow, a company that aims to promote transparency by providing daily statements from account providers along with weekly verifications and quarterly audits by a top 5 global accounting firm. Regulation and monetary policy. Netherlands registers first consumer-facing crypto platform since AMLD5. Everyday investors in the Netherlands can now invest in crypto, thanks to the company's new registration. UK drafting stablecoin regulations and researching a CBDC. The United Kingdom has announced forthcoming regulatory proposals for stablecoins and ongoing research into CBDC. Deutsche Bank, digital currencies will replace cash in long term. Deutsche Bank, a German multinational investment bank, forecasts that the fiat money will eventually be replaced by digital currencies. EU will decide on digital euro in January 2021, ECB president. At that point in time, we will make the decision as to whether or not we go forward with the digital euro. Vietnam's Ministry of Education to record certifications on blockchain. Vietnam's government is adopting blockchain technology on a national level. World's dominant crypto futures market could face regulatory shakeup. Hong Kong appears to be tightening the screws on unregulated crypto exchanges. BOE policymaker says digital currencies could be part of new monetary order. Bank of England policymaker Andy Haldane believes a widely used digital currency could have a positive impact on financial stability. IMF lawyers argue that central banks need reform before they can issue CBDCs. New and developing research from the International Monetary Fund suggests that central banks around the world need new legal definitions for tokenized currencies. Competitors. Circle's high-yield USDC business accounts take aim at DeFi. High yields and frequent interest payments on Circle's business accounts may be designed to compete with DeFi protocols. Analytics and opinions. DeFi needs real-world adoption, not just disruptive pioneering. Crypto and DeFi remain mostly a subculture in the world of global finance. What does the industry need to do to achieve real, mass adoption? U.S. Fed economists are exploring the intrinsic value drivers of CBDCs. Fed economists are beginning their deep dive into CBDC research, hoping to identify the intrinsic value drivers of a digital dollar. Celsius reports it doubled its crypto holdings to $2.2 billion in 6 months. Centralized crypto lending platform Celsius claims to have doubled its crypto holdings in just 6 months, now boasting $2.2 billion in assets under management. Privacy should be at the core of CBDCs, says Boston Fed research director. Privacy should be a key talking point from the beginning of CBDC development. Central bank digital currencies are dead in the water. CBDCs will not fundamentally be changing anything. Central banks still want to control your wealth and your money. Yield-generating stablecoin project Argent Dollar exploited for $7 million. Argent Protocol has announced its yield-generating stablecoin protocol, OOSD, has been hacked and drained of at least $7 million. DeFi's here to stay despite signs of a bubble, says Binance CEO. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are the best form of money, Binance's CEO says. Japan will need years to launch digital currency, Xpod exec says. Japan will not launch its own digital currency within the next few months. At least that is what Hiromi Yamaoka, a former Bank of Japan, BOJ, executive, thinks. Dressed to impress, crypto payments set for mainstream via compliance. Regulatory compliance is crucial for firms hoping to drive mainstream crypto adoption no matter which part of the world they operate in. U.S. government to support Venezuela in opposition with USDC. The distribution of USDC for Venezuelans will be carried out via the AN payment platform. New projects, partnerships, and investments. Institutional money is pumping the DeFi markets back up. Since making its first investment in October, Polychain Capital is now the 10th largest holder of EFI. PayPal officially launches crypto service in US. A digital financial giant PayPal has officially launched cryptocurrency services for all its US clients. BitPay launches mass crypto payments for businesses. BitPay Send allows businesses to issue mass crypto payments around the world without having to hold any crypto themselves. First stablecoins in Brazil and Argentina launched on Stellar. Settle Network has launched two new stablecoins in Argentina, ART, and the other in Brazil, BRLT. Both issued using Stellar, these are the first stablecoins in each country. Binance is discontinuing its GBP stablecoin. Crypto exchange Binance is sunsetting its GBP stablecoin, BGBP, which is tied 1-to-1 to the British pound.